The original plan was to take all of the fish box money away from fisheries enhancement programs like hatcheries. Aaron Long proposed the fish box tax in 2006, collected signatures, and campaigned for its passage. She's in California right now, but heard about the proposal to take the money away from fisheries enhancement. Long says that would defeat the purpose of the tax. In an interview before Wednesday night's meeting, she said she would try to repeal the tax if the assembly eliminated the hatchery fund.
I will personally go out and go with all the charter people and get signatures again to get this on the ballot, just to have the whole tax exempt. Just no more fish box tax whatsoever.
She might not have to fight that battle. After hearing public testimony, Mayor Cheryl Westover changed her proposal. It now calls for giving 20% of the fish box tax money to hatcheries. That's down from the current 30%, but those in favor of using the tax to support hatcheries say it's better than zero.
We're not here as the Sitka Sound Science Center asking for our fisheries enhancement program, but for all fisheries enhancement programs.
Nancy LeClaire Davidson is on the board of the Science Center, which runs a small hatchery. About 17% of the hatchery budget comes from the fish box tax.
We got $33,000 from this fish box tax, and that makes a big difference in a small budget and a small difference in a big budget.
The money, she says, is important to help fledgling programs get off the ground. Assemblymember Pete Esquiro ran the much larger Northern Southeast Aquaculture Association for 30 years. NSARA, as it's known, has three hatcheries and other aquaculture programs. Esquiro cited his background and asked LeClaire Davidson and fellow board member Scott Harris whether they were looking at the fish box tax as a permanent source of money. Harris says they have no plans to use the tax money indefinitely and have a plan for self-sufficiency. Westover says she wanted to move extra fish box tax money away from hatcheries and into the harbors because of new regulations that require fish waste to be disposed of far from shore. Paying a company to haul the waste from city fish cleaning stations has cost $40,000, Westover said. But Assemblymember Tor Christensen argued that keeping some of the money in enhancement makes it more palatable to the charter customers who end up paying it.
Frankly, they don't care about our harbors, but they care a lot about the fish that they're coming to catch. So I think it makes it a much easier pill to swallow for them.
Teresa Weiser, who runs Alaska Premier Charters in the Wild Strawberry Lodge in Sitka, agreed with Christensen, although she said she'd like to see the tax disappear altogether. But if it does continue to exist, she likes the idea of some of it going for enhancement and harbors.
Well, it would certainly make me happy to see more of it going towards the harbor fund to facilitate, you know, a need there if it's got to go somewhere. But I still like the idea of something going to the hatchery because, like Thor said, being able to tell our people, you know, because the first thing we get asked is, what is this fund used for? You know, why are you collecting it?
Westover said during the debate that she's not a fan of the tax, didn't vote for it when the citizens approved it in 2006, and she says she would even entertain the idea of eliminating it entirely. Christensen said it would be bad form for the assembly to do that.
I'm really hesitant to say something like get rid of it, mainly because it was a vote. It was not a assembly move. If it had been an assembly move, that'd be very different.
Terry Blake asked what it would take to get a tax repeal question on the fall ballot. That would take a resolution of the assembly or a petition. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.